Danny O'Brien, let's have a chat to Jerome Hunter. Morning, Jerome. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Has Barb Rader made her way up north?
Yeah, she arrived actually last Wednesday. So she's acclimatised to the beautiful warm weather, and she's really happy.
Well, she's had a bit of rain since she's been up there on her little Queensland break. Was that always the plan, to send her up there early to get her acclimatised for this trip?
Oh, especially, she's got to travel 24 hours in a truck. She stopped off at Dubbo for 12 hours and then back on the truck. So, I try to have her out, a week and a half, just to, she needed a few days to get over her trip. And now she's back in the swing of things, and she had a gallop there yesterday. And, she's really done well. But, she's a seasoned traveller now. She's been to three states, and she loves it. As soon as you get her off the truck, she goes straight to her feed bin.
Gee, she's such a good filly, isn't she? I felt for you last time watching the Australasian Oaks, where she just tried her heart out and went so close again in another Group One.
Yeah, it's you've got to accept, that probably the barrier didn't help, but that's racing, and she fought really hard, and I think maybe if it was another 50 metres, she was just, the line, the winning post wasn't far enough away, it just came a bit too short for her.
That Group One's so close you can almost touch it. How tough was it for you?
Look, I was excited, but I was also disappointed. It's amazing having a horse being so competitive in Group One races. She did that in the spring when she ran a gallant third in the 1,000 guineas, and then she goes into it again and she's competitive again. And then you think, well, I've got a horse that's a Group One competitor now. And it was. I don't think it'll be the last chance. There'll be plenty more, hopefully, as a 4 and 5 year old.
Well, she's obviously, from what we've seen so far, a tough filly who likes her racing. You space her runs, but she's been up for a fair while, and now you're up to Queensland with a name on the Oaks, going through the Run to the Roses. It's a heavy 9 at the moment at Doomben, 26 degrees today, but I do see they're predicting between 10 to 20 on Saturday. Have you got any concerns about what the track may be this weekend?
Yeah, I do. I just got off the phone with Craig Williams. We had a good chat about it. He won't be riding it on Saturday, but, he knows the most. And I said, how heavy actually was Sydney? And he said, look, going into the Sydney race, he thought she'd handle it because, she's raced well on soft tracks. He said, but it was that heavy. So, look, I think I'll be confident in running her on a heavy 8, but I'd really start be biting my fingernails if it gets any worse.
Who is going to ride her on Saturday?
Kieran McAvoy.
All right, not a bad replacement.
Yeah.
To get K-Mac on board. Have you got a contingency plan if the rain really does hit on Saturday?
Yeah, I think I might just give her a trial or two leading into the Oaks. She's really fit, and it's more just ticking over now. We don't have to try and get her any fitter. It's just about having her, keeping her work up to her, and having her fit and healthy for the day. She's not a big gross horse anyway. So, the last, say, couple of runs, I've just been doing the normal maintenance work, really, just to keep her happy in her racing.
Well, if the weather gods shine this weekend, she's going to be the one to beat in the Roses, the way she's been running. And hopefully that's another great stepping stone to the Group 1 Oaks in a few weeks' time. We wish you all the best on the weekend, Jerome.
Thanks, Michael.